To a whole new sea level. It's a mini coral reef system recreated in a glass tank. Installed in a home or business, a reef aquarium allows people to see life on the bottom of the sea without donning a wetsuit and a snorkel. A reef aquarium is a living, breathing, and growing ecosystem. Along with tropical fish, it has spectacular coral, and more low-profile organisms like crab, shrimp, and tiny aquatic creatures. All these organisms act as a biological filtration system for the water in the tank. They supplement the biological filtration system with mechanical and chemical ones. The assembler starts with the pump that recirculates the water. He installs it in a tank under the display tank. This tank is known as the sump. He places the protein skimmer in the sump beside the pump. This unit injects air bubbles into the water to remove organic compounds before they decompose and become waste. He adds a UV sterilizer. It has a high-intensity light that will be activated when needed to kill free-floating bacteria, parasites, and algae. Next, he introduces the media reactor. This cylindrical device contains both activated carbon and an aluminum-based media. These materials will absorb fish waste byproducts, thereby removing them from the water. With the mechanical and chemical filters in place, he now moves on to the display tank. He spreads real ocean sand on the bottom. This sand will be a habitat for some of the bacteria and other organisms that will aid in the biological filtering process. He selects rocks from a supply tank and transfers them to the aquarium. The rocks are home to numerous algae, bacteria, and small invertebrates. This makes them the central part of the aquarium's biological filtering system. He now prepares the ocean potion, adding synthetic sea salt to water. A pump circulates the water as the salt dissolves over a period of 24 hours. He presses a switch and the premix of water and salt flows into the tank. This water now needs to mature. It will take weeks for tiny aquatic creatures to begin to thrive in this water. During this time, the filtering equipment in the sump below helps keep it clean. The protein skimmer foams up as the water constantly circulates through it. After about 3 weeks, there are enough microorganisms in the water. It's ready for coral and fish. These corals have been grown on an ocean farm and kept in this holding tank for this very moment. Each coral is composed of tiny, fragile animals called coral polyps. They're essentially little colonies. As the aquarium technician makes his selections, he considers how the coral will adapt to light and water motion, and how compatible the corals will be with one another. Some corals are very territorial and may release toxins when they come into contact with other corals. He leaves a lot of space between the corals to give them room to grow. Allowed to thrive, some will triple in size. He now introduces fish. Clearly, this aquarium has all the comforts of home. He installs a lighting system overhead that mimics ocean light at different times of day, sunrise, daytime, and sunset. For the creatures in this reef aquarium, light is a source of energy. With the reef aquarium now complete, the monitoring begins. He'll test the water chemistry regularly to ensure that the right environment is being achieved. The activity of the fish and coral will be under observation to confirm that this mini reef system is becoming a thriving marine community. Only then will this reef aquarium be ready to go public. So much more than a fishbowl, the reef aquarium brings the wonders of the ocean to the surface.